The negative effect of climate change has again been identified as a major threat to Ghana's achievements of the Millennium Development Goal, MDG-1, which focuses on development and poverty reduction. The coordinator of the CASA Initiative and Civil Society Engagement on Natural and Environmental Governance at CARE International, Yakubu Zakaria, observed that the adverse effects of climate change, such as drought, floods and erratic rainfall patterns, are the basic contributory factors to food insecurity. This asset further compounds the poverty situation of farmers, especially those in the three regions of the north, due to the vulnerability of the ecological cover of the area. Mr. Zakaria was speaking at the opening of a three-day capacity building workshop for members of civil society organizations at WA in the Upper West region. Here's a report by William Osu-Boatin.
The workshop is one in a series of the consultation process adopted by the National Climate Change Committee towards the formulation of the National Climate Change Policy Framework. It was organized by CARE International and NGO and attended by project managers and coordinators of civil society organizations in the Upper West and Northern. The rationale, among other things, is to enlighten the participants to appreciate the causes, impact and response measures to climate change. Mr. Zakaria said the issue of climate change is multifaceted and requires a multi-sectoral approach to minimize its negative impact. He therefore commended government for identifying and partnering with civil society organizations in curbing the ever-growing trend of climate change, which threatens the survival of the poor and vulnerable. Mr. Zakaria entreated the participants to let their indigenous knowledge on gender and socio-cultural practices reflect on the deliberations in order to develop a policy framework that will be all-encompassing. The project manager of the Adaptation Learning Program of CARE International, Romanus Jan, noted that the dire consequence of climate change is not only about food insecurity, but also a significant change in the farming season and the calendar of most traditional festivals due to the uncertainty of the weather. He attributed the rural-urban drift, which is popular among the youth of the three regions of the north, to climate change, as the people are confronted with unfavorable weather conditions and limited vegetative resources to promote an all-year-round farming. The Director of Finance and Administration at the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology, Rudolf Kuze, said as part of the consultative process, the National Climate Change Committee, established by government in 2009, has so far engaged a wide range of constituencies and stakeholders, including politicians, traditional rulers and religious bodies, to tap their inputs.
That was William Owusu-Boatin's report.